This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Thursday, White House spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany says everyone in the administration condemns the Capitol building violence.
Those who are working in this building are working to ensure an orderly transition of power. Now it is time for America to unite, to come together, to reject the violence that we have seen. We are one American people under God. Thank you very much.
Joe Biden becomes the 46th president on January 20th. Dan Araki reports as fallout continues from the riot.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has resigned in the wake of Wednesday's violence at the U.S. Capitol. In her resignation letter, DeVos cited the breach of the Capitol as the inflection point for her, saying that President Trump's rhetoric had a direct impact on the situation. DeVos is the second member of the cabinet to resign over the events at the Capitol. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao also tendered her resignation on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Here's a Georgia Senate runoff update.
Democrats look to have won both Georgia Senate seats, and with them, the U.S. Senate majority. Final votes are continuing to be counted, and military votes have until 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday to be counted as well. Republicans beginning to look back as to what happened, and Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, believes...
We spent too much time on other matters rather than that clear and simple matter of saying that Senators Perdue and Senators Loeffler and a Republican majority could be that check and balance. But look, we can't just give up now because we lost. We got to pick ourselves up off the electoral playing field and dust ourselves off and get back going in the game, because as I said, the Democrats have extremely small margins, but they have an extremely radical agenda, and we've got to be prepared to provide a check and balance on that agenda and get ready for the next election, which is always just 2 years away.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Wildcard weekend in the National Football League. First round of the playoffs will see 6 games played, 3 on Saturday and 3 on Sunday. Saturday's matchup between Seattle and Los Angeles was addressed this week by Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll.
You know, if you look at who we've been playing the last 3 weeks, these guys are really good and they've made a difference. I don't think the defenses early in the year were playing to this level, and so it's a different set of circumstances we're up against, and these guys, here we go with the Rams. The Rams are best in the NFL, you know, so these guys are really, really tough in all phases. So we're getting ready to go put together a game plan and execute the things that we can do. We're going to mix our game, do the things that we like doing, and see if we can find a way to get enough points to win a game. And whatever it is, it is. I don't care about the numbers before, or the stats, or any of that stuff. It doesn't matter. This is all that stuff's gone. It doesn't matter at all right now. It's what happens now that counts. And so we couldn't be more fired up to go to this game and see if we can find our way to win.
Rams at the Seahawks will be played at 4:40 p.m. Eastern on Fox. The other games on Saturday will be the Indianapolis Colts at the Buffalo Bills for the early game and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Washington Football Team for the late game. On Sunday, the Baltimore Ravens at the Tennessee Titans is the early game. The midday game will be the Chicago Bears at the New Orleans Saints, and the late game Sunday will be the Cleveland Browns at the Pittsburgh Steelers, 8:15 p.m. on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
I think people woke up this morning and said, what happened and what is happening? I guess that's the big question here after all that's been discussed. And it looks like the Democrats were able to secure one Senate seat, and the other one with Perdue and Ossoff is still too close to call, as they tell me. Joining us right now is John Guandola, the president founder of Understanding the Threat, counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, and he's at the Capitol right now in D.C. John, are you participating and observing what's going on there with this March for Trump and fair elections?
I certainly am. It is a great day, Bill, to be on with you. I can't think of anybody else I'd rather be on the radio with than you right now.
Well, that's awesome. You know, we talked with Amy Kramer, who was one of the founders of the Tea Party movement, and she's been one of the leaders for these marches that have been taking place. This will, in effect, be the third march on D.C. in the last 2 months. The first one generated over a million. I think it was 1.4 million, according to D.C. police. The second one, about the same. And we're expecting an even larger group yet to show up to support, support our Constitution and to support this president and to take a stand against these fraudulent elections.
Yeah, I will tell you, the crowd is growing here. We are in front of the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And in one part of the Capitol grounds, a small group has gathered, and they're praying right now. They're singing Amazing Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And just to my right is a growing group of supporters of liberty and the president, that's people are streaming in now. And then, of course, you've got a crowd at the Ellipse because the president is going to be speaking there in a little bit this morning. It is quite a sight to behold, I must say. It is it's amazing to be here, and it's amazing to we arrived night before last and spent yesterday with groups of people praying.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into my old friend Michelle Bachman from your neck of the woods.
Yes.
And she's actually right here with me. And we've been praying and with a group of people and watching what is transpiring. It is incredible.
Well, the anecdote to all this exactly, John, is prayer, and this is what's being exampled right now. Regardless of what man would want to do, God's still in charge, and we're still to understand, you know, what is all this that's happening in America today? What do we need to be on guard for? And I don't think we want to look to, you know, Joe Biden or his administration for what's happening in America. I mean, this is a spiritual issue, and the fact that people are praying across the country, and they're in, again, in D.C. in mass numbers. I mean, what does this tell you, John, about, you know, the people of America and the patriots of America? What is this organic response telling us?
Well, I think there are a couple things. You just nailed it, that the foundation of our law and government, per our ideal, the Declaration, is the law of nature, nature's God, which at the time of our founding, legally defined in Blackstone's commentaries as the will of God and Holy Scripture. Mm-hmm. And we have a nation where we have allowed our rulers to insinuate hostile ideologies into this country that undermine liberty and undermine God's presence in our society. And we have allowed, you know, 60 million of our most innocent to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
And we have written these things off as just social issues instead of the very core of who we are. And I think what I'm seeing is a group of very angry but patriotic and freedom-loving people,
mm-hmm,
saying enough is enough. And they realize that at the root of the problem are cowardly Republicans. The GOP is dead, and it should be dead.
Yes.
And these people, including prominent conservative talking heads, and you and I talked about this the last time I was on your show recently,
mm-hmm,
these people who hang their hat on the Senate race in Georgia for saving the Republic, and we must have a Republican Senate to save America. What a bunch of garbage. The same Senate that opposed Mr. Trump, that opposed the Constitution, and that opposed the will of the people for the last 4 years, and I would argue for the last 20 years, you know, you cannot put your hope in that.
Right.
And
John, it's quite telling as well. Is, you know, today, later on, you know, Vice President Pence is going to be there administering the Electoral College count. And how many Republicans are not participating to take a stand against, you know, a call for evidence? I think a reasonable call to have a hearing and, you know, a 10-day investigation on these abnormalities. I mean, an out and out right fraud that's being swept under, you know, swept under the carpet just so that Joe Biden could become the 46th president.
That's right. And these people, which make up the majority of the Republican leadership, these people are traitors and cowards. And patriots see that. And they realize that the system, I just think back, Bill, to reading the Declaration, and the majority of the Declaration are all the grievances.
Mm-hmm.
Against the king. And if we just look at what has been going on and what the elite Republican leadership, the Mitch McConnells, the Lindsey Grahams, the Mitt Romneys, the Jeb Bushes,
yes,
all these people who have turned their back, and they cover themselves by saying, well, we're following the Constitution. Well, the Constitution is not a suicide pact.
Right.
This is a revolution by the communists and their allies, their jihadi allies and their globalist allies, to bring down the Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And the patriots that are out here in Washington, D.C. are making a stand and saying this is enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
And they recognize what's going on.
Well, you know, the Bible's real clear, John. You made mention of it in this part of Scripture, is that when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. The people are not rejoicing right now, and because righteousness is not reigning, you know, for the very reason that you mentioned, 60 million plus babies have been aborted. what has been perpetrated upon, you know, the poor of America, how these elites have manipulated the funding that we, you know, we send to Washington, D.C. to support these important issues, and how that money is moved around willy-nilly. And, of course, especially with these with this recent stimulus that was poured out, and that so much of it went overseas for, you know, some very obtuse reasons. And it makes you wonder and scratch your head, that, you know, what is the interest? I mean, Donald Trump said, look, we need to focus on America first. You know, it's kind of like being on that plane. When those oxygen bags come down, you put your mask on first. This is where we are. And look at the ruling elite thinks otherwise. And it looks like they may be in the driver's seat. But, boy, they're going to have a tough time, because there's quite the resistance, an organic resistance that's building, that's quite evident there in D.C.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Martinez for We the People.
I'll tell you, We the People are coming out in mass to make a clear pronouncement. And John Guandola, I think it was quite interesting when you got 40% of America, you know, pretty much in agreement that something fishy happened here in River City. I mean, nothing short of voter fraud. 40%. And I think by comparison, you have Black Lives Matter, which represents maybe, what, 2% of the country, if that. And look at all the commotion they've caused. So why is less than 2% more problematic than 40%?
I think it goes back to you can put it a number of ways, but, you know, evil is powerless if good men stand up for the truth. And
yes.
You have a large number of our leaders on both sides of the political aisle who have done nothing as this evil has grown, the evil of Islam, the evil of communism, globalists, those who would sell out this nation to line their own pockets and for their own power. And as you and I have discussed, it's all about control of the state.
Yes.
Power.
Yep.
That's what this is about. You know it. And the people have got to stand up and make a stand and say no more. And I'm prayerful that is what is happening now.
Mm-hmm.
But the question
is, you're right. Yeah.
Will we do it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the line in the sand, and here's where we are today, because the warnings have been going on for decades, John. As you wrote in your article, U.S. Election Fraud, a National Security Crisis, America faces the culmination and natural outcome of a 100-year effort by the communist counterstate and 60-year effort by the Islamic counterstate. I mean, the noose has been set, and it seems to all but now fallen around the necks of a once liberated America.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The other night I was walking from my hotel back up here to the Capitol grounds, and I wondered about all of the briefings over the years I've done to chairmen of committees of the Intelligence and Homeland Committee, to senators like John McCain, and dozens and dozens and dozens of members of Congress and directors of intelligence agencies. And I asked the question, you know, what was the outcome of that? And how did that really move the needle? Because here we are now, where we find ourselves in this position where it's down to where we said it would be, which is patriots.
Yeah.
Standing on the line, holding the line, and are going to have to enforce liberty on our rulers. And I think that's where we are.
This is really, in essence, the second American Revolution that you and I have been talking about. But I think ever since we first met that there was one on the horizon, and it is now here, is it not?
It's a counter-revolution, because it's really a counter-revolution to the communist and jihadi and globalist revolution that culminated with the assault on the 2020 presidential election. So what we are, what these groups here on the Capitol are, this is the counter-revolution.
Mm-hmm.
This is the defense of the republic. This is the
this is we the people.
This is the rise of the people. That's
exactly.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. No, without a doubt, and this is what it's going to take. I mean, if there was ever a call for action, this is it. And sometimes, you know, this is what defines and really seals the idea of preference, you know, the experience that we're going through. And it's causing people to realize that, look at, maybe because of, you know, of course, this past year dealing with COVID, you know, family issues, on and on. We've ignored our government because this is a government of, by, and for we the people. And because we've ignored it, the elites have been happy to take over, and they've been filling their pockets with our money and serving themselves. This is clearly what has been happening. But look at, God bless all those that are in D.C. and you, John, as well. The leaders who have put this together, you know, we expect over 1 million people to be there in D.C. to take a stand for freedom, for our Constitution, and for our president, and for free and fair elections.
Amen to that. And I'm excited to be here, but really blessed to be a part of this. Something is definitely happening here. I heard the analogy yesterday of a catapult being cranked back and just waiting to go. So we'll see what happens. But thank you for being a constant voice for liberty.
Well, it's our commitment. It's been from day one, John, and as long as God would have us here, and there's no doubt that there are going to be, you know, there have been opposing voices. We already saw what happened in the first session of Congress, this 117th Congress, and it's ridiculous. And, of course, now what they're projecting with these two Senate seats, you know, hey, it's going to be a fun ride, but I'm like you. I still believe that good wins over evil all the time, and that, you know, in this process, even though Donald Trump in the last 4 years has been an exposing agent of all the discrepancies and corruption, you know, that may go away. You know, all those investigations may fall apart if the Democrats are able to take care of and take hold of all three branches of government here that we're talking about, the White House, and you know, the executive branch, and, of course, the legislative branch, and those investigations will go away. But the fact of the matter is that you still have 70% of Republicans who know that there's mass corruption in our country. And how is a Biden administration going to deal with that?
Well, not well. I suspect people like you and I will fall under attack from. God forbid, that kind of administration.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we are, you know, we are watching the rise of the American people ready to take up their place in history.
Exactly.
Liberty.
Well, John, this might be an opening. I've been asking this question for quite a while. I don't know if you remember from John Naismith's book, Megatrends. He referred to the Democratic Republican Party being, you know, like two dinosaurs mating. That America's next step was to get rid of the two-party system. And maybe what's happened right now could be the catalyst for that destruction. What do you think?
Well, you know me, I'm not a political analyst only from the national security perspective, but I will tell you that, in my opinion, the Democrat Party is the Communist Party of America, and the GOP is finished. It doesn't stand for anything. So I think the Patriot Party is coming, and it's long overdue.
Well, it will be on the rise, and I think that I think Donald Trump will find a very comfortable home, a more comfortable home with the Patriot Party as opposed to the GOP. What do you think?
I would agree. I certainly, it was something we recommended on interviews and articles that the Patriot Party be created even before he was inaugurated in 2016. For the 2020 election. That didn't materialize, but now people are talking about it. So we'll see. I think at the forefront is defending the republic.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in grave, grave danger. But, you know, tens of millions of Americans are stepping up. We'll see what happens.
John, is this election fraud that we're dealing with, is this the tip of the iceberg?
Yes, I believe it is. I think what's happening is through this process, and it's what the Donald Trump has done, is he is a wrecking ball. He's ripping open all kinds of corruption. He's exposing it. He's pointing to it. He's calling it out. And the system always rejects and hates people like that.
Oh, without a doubt. No, it likes the status quo. John Guandolo, U.S. Naval Academy graduate, served as an infantry reconnaissance officer in the United States Marines combat vet and served as a special agent with the FBI from 1996 to 2008. Of course, he is the president and founder of Understanding the Threat. UnderstandingTheThreat.com is where you can go for more information. John, safe travels. Thank you again for representing We the People there and all the others there in D.C.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Thursday, White House spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany says everyone in the administration condemns the Capitol building violence.
Those who are working in this building are working to ensure an orderly transition of power. Now it is time for America to unite, to come together, to reject the violence that we have seen. We are one American people under God. Thank you very much.
Joe Biden becomes the 46th president on January 20th. Dan Araki reports as fallout continues from the riot.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has resigned in the wake of Wednesday's violence at the U.S. Capitol. In her resignation letter, DeVos cited the breach of the Capitol as the inflection point for her, saying that President Trump's rhetoric had a direct impact on the situation. DeVos is the second member of the cabinet to resign over the events at the Capitol. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao also tendered her resignation on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engage in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
Okay, the words of Donald Trump, of course, you know, we're coming to a point in time in our history where even those words are going to be scrutinized, and they're going to be invalidated, and certainly that is the case. This is what the president had to say after what happened at the Capitol. But even before then, as I looked at the transcript, you know, quite closely of what the president had to say there, you know, to the hundreds of thousands of people, if not over a million people, that showed up in support of Donald Trump, the Constitution and free and fair elections with Stop the Steal and other patriots, I just did not come away with the impression that the president incited a riot. But the court of public opinion, backed by the establishment media, the deep state and all, wants to pin everything on Donald Trump. He is the proverbial scapegoat. In a sense, what happened in D.C. this week is like the bookend of what happened in Charleston, South Carolina. to think about it. Carl Gallups joins us now. Carl is the best-selling author, senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church in Florida, former decorated law enforcement officer. Carl, good to have you with us. How are you?
It's great to be with you, Bill. Thanks so much for having me. I hear we've got a buzz on the line, and so we can hang up and call back on a different line or stay here, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, why don't we do that so we don't drive everybody nuts, okay? Brad,
yeah.
Let's just reconnect with Carl, if you would, please. You know, this was a landline. But also, I do want to, you know, for those of you who have continued through this third hour with us and what you heard from John Guandola, obviously this was done the day of the assembly there in Washington, D.C., all the other post reporting. Now we have five deaths have not occurred by the time when John and I were talking. So just so that you understand the context. Carl, are we connected again?
Yes, we are. And
without the bus.
I'm paying you back for all those times you left me hanging.
I'm sorry. Okay. Well, it's an honor. It's an honor. Of all people I like to be hung on by, it's you. You know,
Hey, you know what's so bad is your producer is awesome because he first called me on my cell phone and I said, how about call me back on my hard line? We'll have a better connection. Well, boy, right. Was I wrong.
Well, you know, hey, sometimes it's just the way electronics work, you know, you just go figure. But anyway, getting on topic here, did you pull out of what Donald Trump had to say, you know, in front of those hundreds of thousands of people, anything that would incite what happened subsequently there on the Capitol grounds?
No, I did not. And I watched every bit of it. And listen, I'm not just being a sycophant here. I mean, you know, I mean, I opened his very first rally for him in Pensacola, Florida back in 2016. So let me get that disclaimer out. And of course, I have supported him fervently for the last 4 years. However, you know, when he would do or say things that I thought were a little off the reservation, I always called it out. You and I
sure.
both have done
right.
that
exactly.
on the radio.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, that's what fair people do. That's what conservative people do. That's what thinking people do. We're not sycophants and complete partisans. But I listened to it. And let me just be honest. I heard nothing that should have incited that. And I am convinced, and the jury's still out on this, but a lot of, I think it was staged. I think it was planned by Antifa and infiltrators. Mm-hmm. It's on the internet. You can go to sites where they were recruiting before the event and actually telling them to show up in Trump supporting gear and to be ready to do violence. So, I mean, you know, that'll all come out. I'm just suspecting that.
We can only hope it would come out, Carl. Because you know the narrative is controlled by the establishment media, and they are relishing in this whole situation. Nancy Pelosi is calling for, you know, Vice President Trump to execute the 25th Amendment, and I'm glad that Pence answered her very quickly, said that's not going to happen. She's even suggested, well, then if you don't do that, we're going to impeach him. I mean, we've only got a couple of weeks. I mean, this would be the fastest impeachment ever that would happen, you know.
Well, no, you're right. And so that's part of the reason why I think it was plotted on that side. And listen, I spent 10 years in law enforcement before being in ministry for all of these years. And, man, have I seen a lot of stuff. And of course, you know my involvement. We're not going to get into the details of it, but with the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office and the Obama fraud investigation for 5 years, deep in that, running into the same kind of stuff years ago. The fraud, the deception, the mainstream media shutdown, the cancel culture, the three-letter agencies involved in lawlessness. Right. We ran into all of that. So
the rank corruption, Carl. Rank corruption. Yes.
So it doesn't surprise me. So here's the answer to your question. I listened to every word. I saw every bit of it. I had no clue that this kind of violence would have come out of it. But I'm going to tell you this. I did feel uneasy about that speech, not because he was calling for any kind of violence or even suggested it, but there were two reasons why. Number one, the people didn't come there to hear him recount his feelings about how the election had been stolen from him.
Exactly.
They came there to hear some A, B, C, here's what we need to do. That's what they were told he would do, and he didn't do that. And I felt the people were very let down. You could almost feel it in the crowd, even by watching it on TV. And then the second thing, I felt uneasy as they started walking to the Capitol, because I thought, you know, something bad could happen here. I think it's infiltrated. The people feel discouraged. They feel let down by the lack of the true power of the speech they were expecting. But no, he did not call for violence and immediately called for the violence to stop. But I'm telling you, it wasn't the Trump supporters that were doing the violence.
Right. Well, and like I said, the establishment media is not interested in investigating that. Again, this is, as I said, this is Charleston all over again, where you had infiltration, you had ne'er-do-wells and evil people involved. And but then, you know, as President Trump tried to say, hey, look, you got good people on both sides. I mean, why can't you have reasonable people in America disagree on something and be able to reason together? Our First Amendment is being impinged upon, Carl, and look at, they're doubling down. Exactly. I mean, how much longer will you and I be able to talk like this on a radio?
No, well, probably not much longer, other than just the hand of God and other
yes.
things happening in the system. You know what I mean? But if they go in and seize the power that they're threatening to do, I mean, they are threatening to, we're going to do this, we're going to shut this down. Look, they've already taken the
sure.
President of the United States off all social media, took him
yeah.
off of it. Because
the president of the United States, and AOC says she has a target list, a political hit list.
Exactly. And basically, and then others are saying that they're going after all Trump supporters. Well, that's 8 million people, but they mean it.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, listen, you and I have said this for several years. We've been watching it build, and I think I can speak for you. We have never called for violence. I'm still not calling for violence. We have never called for a civil war. I'm still not calling for a civil war. But what I have said is, over the last several years, the way everything is fomenting in this nation, this is the kind of stuff that the last civil war was made of.
Exactly.
I'm a history buff on that. I've got a library full of books. I've read every page, and it's shocking how closely it's related to those days.
Fair-minded Americans, constitutional loving patriots, are very fearful about what's going on. We're talking Barack Obama 2.0 under the Joe Biden regime, AOC saying she's got a political hit list, First Amendment rights being impinged upon, our right to serve and worship God in the name of lockdowns and anything else that they can come up with, because this serves their political and immediate means. And we're going to get into deeper detail on that on the other side of the break. Stay with us. More from Carl Gallup after this.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Yeah. If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just like that, we're back with you. And Carl Gallups, the best-selling author, senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church in Florida, and former decorated law enforcement officer. We have so much to talk to Carl about, especially the spiritual ramifications of what our country is enduring right now. And I would say, Carl, and I believe you would agree with me, that if we're spiritually ill-prepared for this moment in time, you're going to get clobbered. I don't know how else to put it, right?
No doubt. In fact, the Word of God said that. Jesus said that, that the last days, that even the very elect would be deceived if that were possible. And I know there are probably people listening to the broadcast now, not condemning or looking down my nose at anybody or disparaging, but they're probably saying, wait a minute, that's for the very last days. Well, you know, I don't set dates, and I'm not an overly sensational person. I've just been tracking this for decades. I've been writing to it, doing media broadcasts, preaching prophecy conferences, Bible conferences. I've been warning people that these days were coming in our lifetime. I didn't say off in the far distance or that somehow we'd be buzzed out of here before any of this tough stuff happened. I know there's a rapture according to the Word of God, but in the meantime, here we are.
Yes.
So how do we respond to this?
Right.
And what I'm trying to help people see is, look at the characteristics of our day. The Bible declares clearly, and I'm not going to get all preachy here, but I'm just going to say that what the Word of God has been telling us for 2,000 years about these days, that after the return of Israel, now, I've got all of this documented and books written about it, so I'm not pulling this out of my back pocket. I'm just going to just summarize this. After the return of Israel, even Jesus spoke about this. These kinds of things would happen. What kinds of things? Well, lawlessness would prevail around the globe, not just in America, not just in one city here and there, but around the globe. Truth would be thrown to the ground. Deception and fakery would be the order of the day. And Daniel said it'll be like a flood. It'll all come so quickly. And all of this will happen after Israel has returned. Well, 2,800 years, there was no Israel. When Jesus spoke those words, that was 2,000 years ago. 72 years ago, Israel returned. 2 years ago, because of Donald Trump, Jerusalem has been restored as the capital. Technically and legally.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, And we're living in an age of total fakery. I've written about this in my last two books, Masquerade and now The Summoning, right. The Summoning that just came out. Oh, my gosh, and both of those books have proven to be so prophetic. I wrote in Masquerade, I wrote about the government's closing churches all over the world. I wrote that 1 year before it happened, having no idea that coronavirus even existed. Okay. I spoke of pandemics being used to bring it about. It's uncanny what God is revealing to people in these last days. But the bottom line is, so these things were all spoken of. Here we are, and look, fake news, fake this, fake that. I mean, you know.
Lawlessness, all this stuff going on. Exactly.
Lawlessness, deception, fakery, everything. It's just following the script of the Word of God right into our day, right into our lives.
Carl, let me ask you this question, because this is, I would say, the single most preeminent question that's asked at prophecy conferences. People will ask, Bill, where is America? You know, when we read the Bible, we do not see anything that clearly delineates the existence and the participation of America. And we see what's happening to our country right now is the answer coming out to that question in the events of what is happening to America at this very moment.
Well, you're right. And look, listen, there are all kinds of answers to that. There are varying opinions, scholarly opinions, but here's the way I break it down. I know this is going to hurt a lot of feelings for Americans, but we have never been supposed to be trying to interpret the Bible based upon America's position in the middle of it. Right. The Word of God includes America, but it's not about America at all. It's about, get this, Israel and the church. The church universal, and I don't mean that in some kind of New Age way. I mean God's people who are born again everywhere on the planet. That's the church. It's not a denomination. It's not a building. It's not a certain nation. We are the largest Christian nation, according to the number of people who profess that they are Christians in one nation. But it's not about America. It's about Israel, the return of Israel, and the nations that align against Israel in the last days. All of that is happening. Ezekiel 38, it's happening right now. Donald Trump was a stopgap. I think that God has used Donald Trump to reveal the extent of the filth and the deception, not only in our own little world of America, but all over the world. God has used him to do that.
Yeah.
And
every institution
has broken loose because of it.
Every institution in our country, the three, as you mentioned, you made reference to the three-letter agencies, rank corruption. And we know that God will not stand for that. And so that has been my prayer, that God would judge this, because that's our only way out, Carl.
I know. Well, listen, you and I have been talking about this for years. I've been knowing about it for years because I was so deeply involved in it. And every time we tried to speak to it, we were laughed at, mocked. We were called conspiracy theorists. Oh, that's not happening. That'll never happen. And, of course, that was from so-called believers and radio audiences. That wasn't even from the deep state and the fake news and everybody else. So people have just basically had their heads buried in the sand. Not everybody, but a large part of our population, as you can tell from the election. And so, but here we are. Anyway, bottom line is, Christians are asking, believers are asking, people who are wanting to believe are asking me all over social media, phone calls, emails, what do we do? Oh, my gosh, what do we do? What do we do? And my answer has always been, look, you get up the next morning, the sun comes out, you mow the grass, you pay the bills, you educate your children, you save for the future, but you keep your head about you. You keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. You stay in the Word of God. You pray. You ask for wisdom and discernment. This is our life. What other choice do we have? Just give up? Go hide in a hole? I mean, you know, check out? No. The Bible says we are to be ambassadors for the kingdom. We are the Noahs of our age. Look what Noah was living in. Look what Lot and his family were living in Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Word of God tells us in the book of 2 Peter that we are supposed to be the Noahs and and the lots of our day, because Peter says, but look, God knew how to take care of Noah in his day. He knew how to take care of Lot in his day. He used them as his ambassadors. He was counting on them, and he blessed them, and he took care of them. And before God brought his final judgment, and by the way, that is coming.
Exactly.
Before he did, he took Noah and his family out. He took Lot and his family out of the way, and then God brought his wrath. And so that's the biblical model. And Jesus said in Luke 17 and Matthew 24, he said, look, those days before the return of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah, like the days of Lot. And he predicated it at the all of that discourse all after the return of Israel is when it was all going to happen. And we're 72 years to the other side of it. And
amen.
Here we are.
Yeah, the hour at hand of God's prophetic clock has been set ever since Israel became a nation again. Carl, this last night in my reading came screaming at me from Psalm 37. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil.
Do you know what? That's the word that God put on my heart this morning, and that wasn't even my daily scripture reading. That was just later on.
Well, that was last night. Yeah, that was last night.
Yeah.
And that came
that
screaming
was the word
at me.
That came to my spirit. Yep.
Wow.
Came to my spirit this morning. Yep, that very scripture. And of course, I'm a preacher, you know, so I'm always wondering when something speaks that loudly in my soul from the Word of God, am I supposed to address that immediately? So you just gave me the opportunity. Folks, go read Psalm 37.
Yes.
Starting with verse 1, read it through. There are our marching orders for right now.
And you got to know the difference between peace and no peace. I like what Jonathan Kahn shared with me one time, Carl. We were talking about, you know, God's peace. And he says in the Jewish culture, the way they understand it is that God pursues you with his peace. He wants to envelop you with his peace, because it is with his peace that you can keep your wits and stay within the kingdom boundaries and the effectiveness of the kingdom. If you lose the peace of God, you are going to be breaking through windows, destroying property, and participating in evil, and then you will say, what the heck happened? How did I get involved with this? It's because we got outside of the peace of God, didn't we?
Yes. No, that's absolutely right. The peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That comes from Philippians 4, but it begins by saying, look, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are righteous, et cetera, think on these things. Now, that's not a passage about the power of positive thinking, because the definition of the things that are lovely, the things that are powerful, the things that are righteous, the things that are godly, that's the Word of God.
Amen.
That's the Word of God and the principles from God's Word. And which is what you and I both have been screaming right now, is that we've got to keep our eyes on the Lord. We've got to stay grounded in the Word. And then the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds so that we can get on with being the ambassadors we're supposed to be.
Exactly.
Look, the world's getting darker and darker and darker. Instead of Christians running around going, I'm afraid of the dark, we need to say, hey, we are the light. Let's shine it brighter and brighter and brighter.
And the other word of encouragement I would offer, Carl, also comes from the Word of God. It says, having done all to stand, you keep standing. But you got to know what you're standing on, right?
Yep. Ephesians 6, yeah.
And if you're standing on the solid ground of the truth and God's Word and revelation, you can keep standing regardless of the tumultuous happenings of the world and the chaos about you. Because this is our opportunity, as you say, with the light shining, and to be the difference that the world is looking for. They're looking for something that we have, and it's an opportunity to, you know, to be so noticeable, Carl, that I could only hope that they would say, what is it that you have that I don't have? I want what you have, right?
Absolutely. Good
10 seconds.
Man. Good preaching. No, that's it. Yes. Keep your eyes on Jesus, folks. We're living in the days the Bible told us were coming. Let's not be surprised.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen